Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's light out now, and I'm telling you, it's not that bad. Maybe I'm knocking on wood. We're roughly 3 hours from the starting gun, and you know, the setup's continuing. I mean, it's certainly not that bad. Gentlemen, sit down. I know we got Mayor Jay Moran from the city of Manchester. If you call it, I feel like it's a town.
It's a town.
But he's got a rough voice. He feels good. He looks good, but he doesn't sound good. So we're going to get him through it. And Lieutenant Reinert, how are you this morning?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you working today?
Oh, yeah, are you on the clock?
You don't just wear that on weekends?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel like a work day, but technically it is. This is a good day.
You know, can we be honest for a second?
Sure.
There's some boozing on the course. There's a lot going on. Like, What
adult Powerade?
How does, you know, because it's a fun day. I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I've never seen anyone really out of line. How does law enforcement like approach it?
Well, if we do have an issue, we would approach it. I mean, we're not.
But
out
if there's not an issue, yeah. You won't approach it.
Yeah, I mean, we want everybody to have a good day and have fun out here. But we want main thing is we want everybody to be safe.
Yeah.
And have a good day.
Are you? How long have you been with the force?
It's about 14 years.
14. Yeah. Are you from?
I'm from Connecticut, but not from Manchester.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. And so you've been doing – this is the 14th time you've been down doing this race.
Yeah. It doesn't get old. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And if you're in a bad mood, then come down and get in a good mood, or just don't come down. I mean, because it's hard to be in a bad mood with this, the weather's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
A little damp and cold, like my throat, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you sound.
I sound bad, don't I? My mother's probably yelling at me. My wife's listening, going to get off the air right now, man.
No, we'll try to.
We'll get through it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've all been there, and obviously it's a huge day for Manchester. And I mean, I do have to ask you, Mr. May, I mean, like, in terms of, like, economic impact. I mean, is there a big dramatic, like, because local businesses, some of them are open, some of them not, but I mean, obviously people come in and out. It's a huge weight on the town to service this, right?
Absolutely. We're serving the local area. Our coffee shops are doing great this morning. But and you were just asking Nick, our adult Powerades, our restaurants are selling adult Powerades like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
People love the adult Powerades on Thanksgiving morning, whether they're in a restaurant or tailgating out in the streets. And yes, our police do a phenomenal job all year round. And every one of our law enforcement officers is working today, right, Nick?
Absolutely, yeah. Every resource we have available, we have out here today.
Everyone's
absolutely
working.
Well, you know, when you become a Manchester police officer, that's part of it. Like, hey, you're signing up for this job, just know every Thanksgiving you're going to be here. And it's, like I said, it's not a... It doesn't feel like a work day. It's a lot of fun being out here today.
Well, I mean, do you have kids?
Or? Yeah, I have young kids. Yeah, five and three.
Now, how close by will they stay home?
Yeah, stay home today. Yeah, they will. But we have other family and friends that'll come out here that you hopefully, you know, catch up with at some point. But
how does it work seniority wise? Because I would imagine that, you know, a decent amount of the force can clock out at noon. right? And then some people got to stay on all the way through. Like, well, do you get to go home and enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner, or are you working straight through?
Well, I'll work my regular shift straight through. You know, but we have officers that are out on patrol too, so we have to take care of the town. We have plans in place if there's incidents inside the race route or outside the race route that, you know, so we have most of our resources here, but we also have patrol taken care of too. And then, you know, when their shift is over, they'll get to go home and enjoy their family. Or, you know, sometimes it's tough too, because if you're working the race and then, you know, you have our evening shift officers working 3 to 11 or 4 to midnight, there's really just a short break, yeah, you know, between me coming back. But that's really just how great the men and women are of the department, just, you know, give up so much of their time and stuff for a day like today.
So when do you get to clock out?
3.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So everyone, because I usually, in our house, we usually eat a little earlier, but everyone, yeah, waits for you. Is that?
Yeah, they'll wait for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started at 5. I was here by 5 a.m. and I'll be out by 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll let you chime in when you want.
So listen, the best part about this whole race is community. I mean, yeah, traditions. My kids are 29, 31, and 33. They run every year. My daughter will probably be the top 20. Close to the top 20.
No way, really?
And my son's going to kill me, but, you know, I've watched a lot of finishes the last 11 years as mayor. I hold the banner. I said, but the greatest finish for me is my son, who had a car accident on Father's Day, had a plate and 6 screws put in and a couple of rubber bands in his ankle. His doctor told him he probably wouldn't run a road race. I'm going to be at that finish line when he finishes a road race today.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. He works at UConn Athletics. He runs home game management for men and women's basketball. And, you know, my kids have always made this a tradition. I have to park the car early so they can tailgate. It's just a great community event. It's my favorite day in Manchester. My second favorite day is when I talk to Chuckles the Groundhog. But this day is the best day. It's cold. Some years it's warm. Today it's a little wet. It's the Mark Carroll, our Irish honorary chair, brought the Irish weather this year.
He said, this is an average day in Ireland.
Yeah, this is a beautiful day in Ireland.
Yeah.
And but, you know, everyone can look at the public works guys. I say this every year. They turn Main Street into Race Street in an hour. Mm-hmm. The staff in town, the police, the fire, and the volunteers with the Road Race Committee. Unbelievable. It's a community event. And then, like you said, the businesses are all involved too.
My favorite thing of being in this position is watching the transformation of Main Street.
Absolutely. Me too.
I parked in the church and walked straight across the street. Not a peep, although I saw somebody get
I heard you did a few novenas. Is that true? You needed some prayers?
Yeah, I did say a few. I need a few, so if you want to pray for me, you can go ahead and do that. And to see them just turn things around is really unbelievable. But what I love about this race, and if you aren't signed up this year and you want to do it next year, you should. It's because an average schlep like me goes out there and runs slow, and they cheer for you no matter what. And I think if you want to feel like you're a part, because, you know, a lot of people aren't, they're not going to run Boston, they're not going to do this, but, like, if you want to feel what it's like to be in a big-time race, you do this because there are thousands of people, and you get cheered on the entire way.
And when you come off that one-mile hill, and the little bump past Highland Park Market, and you come down the hill and you're exhausted, and someone's playing Rocky music live, does that not pick you up?
Yeah, although I can't remember. I'm so tired. I don't remember ever passing Highland Park Market. And that, like, I don't remember seeing it.
Molly Devaney was just here. Don't ever see it.
Yeah, I know, but it's
true. Don't ever see it in front of Molly.
I just don't remember. Everyone says, yeah, you know, when you're at Highland Park, you're good. And I was like,
because your head's down.
I don't remember ever seeing Highland Park Market at the top. There's Molly right now. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm too gassed at the top of the hill, Molly. I don't even know what the market looks like. I have no idea. I go to the one in Farmington anyway, so that's the one I use.
Here's our plug for Highland Park Market today.
Yeah. We can talk about that play. Molly's awesome. She was the only person who was here before me. I mean, you were already clocked, but we get down here at 5 o'clock and we love being a part of it. I do you know, I want to ask you quickly before we go, and then I have one more question for you, Mr. Mayor. How are things going in the PD? Like, you know, we've talked in years past, you know, it's hard to get people to, you know, a couple of forces I talked to are down, a couple guys. Are you guys fully employed? I mean, are you guys staffing up to what you need?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Need in Manchester?
No, we're still a little behind, but we have a good amount coming in the academy. I think we have 7 or 8 in the academy right now. We have a few more that we're hiring for a January academy. So it's still not full staff, but the men and women we have are great. And, you know, I think we'll get to there at some point. It's a slow battle, but we're doing okay.
Now, has the relationship in community policing, you know, in terms of respect for authority, has that gotten better?
I would say yes. I mean, if you even look at the Manchester Police Department Facebook page, the amount of work that our agency does with community policing and all the events that they do, I mean, it's, you know, our PAR group, which is our community policing unit, they're out here every weekend. They're out here doing stuff all the time. It's nonstop. And, you know, community police, it's all about community police. It's all about the relationship with our community members. And, you know, our agency does a really good job with that. And we're not going to stop doing that either. So they do a lot of good work.
I find so, you know, we talked with the state. Go ahead. You
want to say something? No, I agree with Nick. I think it's come a long way. We have a great police department. We have a younger department over the last few years, more diverse, more women police officers than we've ever had.
Absolutely.
Two great new locker rooms for the police officers, right?
Yeah, the town has been very good to us. It's a really great place to work and be, but yeah.
Yeah, Manchester's got such a wide range of, you know, I mean, there's the town. And there's, you know, you have such a big retail 60, operation.
60,000 people. We're a town with a city.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and we got a lot of that between New Britain and Bristol. I mean, it's, you know, it's a real challenge because you want to feel intimate and small and community focused. But there's big retail and there's sometimes big problems. And sometimes the problems come from outside in.
Sure.
And that can be an issue. Really quick, you know, break-ins, car break-ins, stuff like that, catalytic. What's the biggest problem right now? What are you dealing with?
I mean, if you look at stats, it's property crime. Crime type stuff where you'd be the car break-ins,
which is true across the country, right?
Yeah,
violent crime is down. Property crime is up.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, we'll never sacrifice our staffing, our patrol level. So we have patrol units out there all the time, and in all three shifts active. You know, trying to combat any type of property crime or crime there is. So,
and Mr. Mayor, Main Street is obviously a big internal dialogue. We talked about this at the luncheon off mic. You know, you want to reshape Main Street, and there's a, you know, push and pull.
Absolutely.
What's the latest? You know, because I always talk about the bones. Wide street, big sidewalks, got really, you know, obviously great potential downtown.
So we have a plan. Some people are against it. As you can see, we're building a new library. We knocked the building down across the street. I think in the next few months, hopefully, there'll be some compromise from the give and take. And at the end of the day, everyone's not going to be happy. I've adopted plans, so I'm not 100% on board, but it has to be a compromise.
Yeah.
We also have to remember that it's not my Main Street in the future. It's the generations behind us.
Right.
So we got to keep looking forward. I think we'll get there. And even the folks that agree or disagree, I think they're doing it respectfully. And hopefully we'll come up with a plan that satisfies the whole community, knowing that not everyone's going to be happy. But that is the best Main Street in Connecticut by far.
You know, they say in sports, if someone makes a trade and both teams are happy and a little bit unhappy, then it's probably a fair deal. So, I mean, there's got to be something there. Lieutenant, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
We appreciate all the work you do. There isn't a second on a day like today with 12,000 runners and thousands more in the stands that I feel unsafe, and it's great. And so we appreciate your hard work. And Mr. Mayor, Mayor Moran, we appreciate you as always. Go get some tea. Have some more tea.
Nah, we'll survive. Let's go.
And tell your son congratulations when he finishes that cross that finish line. Let's